Chapter 4. More Memories. The ghost and Scrooge were now inside a carriage, pulled by two horses. Sitting opposite them was a young man and a young girl. The man had dark hair, red cheeks, and dark eyes.
"You were a handsome young man."
Scrooge was not listening. His eyes were on the young girl, his sister. She had pale skin, dark hair, and a soft voice. Everything about her seemed gentle and kind.
"Oh, Ebenezer, I was so happy when Father told me to go and bring you home. I've missed you so. And Father is very different. He's a kind man now, not like before. I think you two will get on much better now."
"I didn't want to spend another Christmas in that awful school. But now that I'm with you, nothing else matters."
"What a beautiful young girl your sister was,"
said the ghost. Scrooge felt sad but proud.
"She was, and she died so young."
"Yes, life can be cruel. Death takes the young as well as the old. But didn't she have one child?"
"Yes, a boy."
"He must be your nephew."
Scrooge looked down, and his heart felt heavy. The ghost did not need to remind him of that afternoon, when his nephew came into his shop and invited him for Christmas dinner. The carriage stopped, and the young Scrooge and his sister got out. The older Scrooge, with the ghost at his side, got out as well, and now they were back in London. But it was the London of many years ago. Scrooge walked sadly through the snow-covered streets.
"Why are you showing me all that I wish to forget? My past was filled with unhappiness. You know it and I know it. What is the point of all this?"
"Well, not every memory was an unhappy one. Don't you remember this place?"
They were standing in front of the shop where Scrooge got his first job. His eyes lit up with joy.
"It's old Fezziwigs. I don't believe it. Can we go inside?"
When they opened the door, there was the sound of music, dancing and laughter. Mr. Fezziwig was there with his wife and children. There was a table along one wall with all kinds of food and a huge bowl of fruit punch right in the middle of it. All the shopkeepers from the neighbourhood were there, and so was another young Ebenezer, a little older than before. He stood with his best friend, Dick Wilkins. The young Scrooge held his glass up in the air.
"Here's to Mr. Fezziwig. Not a kinder man lives in all London. Hip hip hooray!
Hip hip hooray! Hip hip hooray!"
The old Scrooge was smiling as he looked on at this scene. He forgot that the ghost was there for a moment.
"You liked Mr. Fezziwig, didn't you?"
"Of course. He was more than a boss. He was a man you wanted to be like. He always made sure you were happy. He was interested in you and your problems."
Suddenly, Scrooge stopped talking.
"What's the matter?"
"Nothing. I was just thinking of my own assistant, Bob Cratchit. It wasn't very nice to him today. Can we leave this place, ghost? I don't want to see any more."
They walked outside and it was night time. As they walked, the buildings changed. Time moved as they moved, but Scrooge did not notice. He was too busy thinking. They came to a bridge. A man and a woman wearing black were standing on it. The woman looked like she was crying. Scrooge stopped before they got too close.
"Don't make me see that again, ghost. I beg you, I'll do anything you want."
"It is your last memory. and it is one you must see.
Scrooge did not want to move towards this couple, but something forced him to do it. With each step, the pain in his heart grew greater and greater.